We had one minister, maybe I should mention him. He would be worth mentioning. His name was Pennypacker. You know, there was a governor Pennypacker one time in Pennsylvania. Uh-huh. Well, I guess they were cousins. But this man, they were not Mennonites. But he married, the girl he married came from the Mennonites. When she got older, she wanted to be a Mennonite. And so he joined with her. They were not in the church long until he was ordained a minister. And one thing he used to say when he would pray, that our hearts should be as low as our knees. That I remember.
Good. Could you tell me some courtship and marriage details when you were about that age?
Well, I remember very well when my oldest brother got married. That was a big occasion. I was 9 years old when he was married. And your grandmother was growing up. She wasn't an attendant. Oh, I thought there was... Well, anyway, this was out on the lawn when Wills got married and Aunt Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. So they had the chairs arranged, and they had a carpet laying there for them to march out on. And then I remember so well when we were eating in the dining room. Oh, we heard a rush and carrying on. Will and Elizabeth were running down the steps, and a car arrived to take them away. But they had the gates all tied up, you know, and whoever had tied that up was at the table where I was sitting. And he upset a chair and jumped over his girlfriend and out. And they were throwing confetti and everything. Well, the folks did get out. I don't remember right how they got out, but they had a carriage all ready to take them with all kinds of streamers on it, you know. And they were disappointed. Then they were going to tie. They started tying things onto this automobile that was waiting until Will and Elizabeth get in. And when the car started off, they were standing all the way. Oh, they had some time. Now, I was a little girl and just observed all that. Then when your grandmother got married, that was a big occasion, too. Mm-hmm. That I remember. But the most important thing, I must say, is one of the most important things of my life when your grandmother was baptized in the creek.
In the creek?
That's Quebec Creek, where we drove over with the horse and buggy. And that is one of the most impressive things of my whole life, even having been in Israel and at the tomb of Christ. That spoke to me. The birds were singing, you know. And the water flowing over the rocks and things, and then singing that song, "O Happy Day." I was so impressed. That, I guess, was the most impressive thing of my whole life.